This is Kent Lindquist back with the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM, and we're going to continue to highlight the trumpet artistry of Clark Terry. As I stated at the outset of the show in the first hour, Clark spent about 3 or 4 years with the Count Basie Big Band and later Count Basie Sextet or Septet, and then he was wooed away from the Basie Band by Duke Ellington, and Duke he was in Duke's band for, probably 9 or 10 years, held down the jazz solo share. So a very accomplished artist, and after that he went on to freelance and cut many albums under his own name. This is an album that he cut on a Riverside label called In Orbit, and along with Clark on trumpet, we have Thelonious Monk on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums, Sam Woody on bass. This little down-home thing that was written by Clark called One Foot in the Gutter.
Thank you.
Highlight artist of the week, trumpet man Clark Terry, doing a little preaching there. That was kind of a down-home gospel feel to that one, called, written by Clark, called One Foot in the Gutter. I'm going to turn now to one of my favorite tenor men, and that's Long Tall Dexter Gordon. They called him Long Tall Dexter because he was 6'5", and he played a great tenor sax. He's backed up here by Barry Harris on piano, Buster Williams on bass, Albert Tootie Heath on drums, from his album on the Prestige label, More Power. This is a little thing written by Dexter called Fried Bananas.
We'll be right back.
Dexter Gordon on tenor sax, winding his way through a little composition written by Dexter himself called Fried Bananas, and backed up by one of the premier bop piano players on the scene, Barry Harris. Now we're going to turn to an album that's a little bit different by our spotlight artist of the week, Clark Terry. This is an album called Top and Bottom Brass, and to get the significance of the title of the particular album, you find top part of the album is Clark Terry on trumpet. The bottom part of the album is tuba man Don Butterfield. So we've got trumpet, tuba, and a rhythm section of Sam Jones on bass, Jimmy Jones on piano, and Art Taylor on drums. And here's a little thing written by Clark Terry called Miller Terry. Clark Terry on trumpet doing a thing called Military, written by Clark Terry, up-tempo thing from his album Top and Bottom Brass. And a fine rhythm section driving him through that one with Art Taylor on drums and Sam Jones on bass. I'm going to turn now to the piano stylings of Bobby Timmons. And this is a great ballad that the jazz artists played down through the years. It's got some great lyrics, but this is just an instrumental version. This is Bobby Timmons on piano doing Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most. Beautiful ballad by pianist Bobby Timmons that was solo all the way on Blues Can Really Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most. Good to return on our highlight artist of the week, trumpet man Clark Terry. And this is a little album called Clark Terry and His Orchestra featuring Paul Gonzalez. Of course, Paul Gonzalez was a tenor sax soloist in the Duke Ellington band all the time. And Clark Terry was there, so they were real soulmates. And this is a little thing written by Clark Terry called Clark's Bars. ¶¶ That's Clark's Bars, written by Clark Terry, our highlight artist of the week on trumpet, with Paul Gonsalves on tenor sax. Going to do something now by one of my favorite piano players. We haven't played him for quite a while on this show. That's Ray Bryant out of Philadelphia, and a brilliant pianist who got his start in the clubs in Philadelphia and went on to international fame as a jazz pianist, and this little thing that was written by a trumpet man, Clifford Brown, called Dahoud. artistry of Ray Bryant doing a Clifford Brown composition, Dawood. We'll return now to our highlight artist of the week, trumpet man Clark Terry, and this is from his original album. We played one track from this album in the first hour. This is his original album, the original album under his own name, and the title of the album is strictly Clark Terry. Personnel on this LP is outstanding. Jimmy Cleveland on trombone, Cecil Payne on baritone sax, Horace Silver on piano, Oscar Pettiford on bass, Art Blakey on drums, Wendell Marshall on bass, an old MRC album, and this is something written by Clark Terry called Kitten. Clark Terry doing a little thing called Kitten from this from his album Clark Terry, which is a fine, his initial fine introduction to the world of recorded jazz under his own name. Well, we're going to turn to another trumpet player now, one of my favorites, and unfortunately died in an automobile accident when he was only about 26 years old, so we lost a real giant of the jazz at a very early age, and that's Clifford Brown. And here's Clifford playing his own composition, Brownie Eyes. Trumpet ballad artistry of the great Clifford Brown doing his own ballad composition, Brownie Eyes. Now, if you have any comments or perhaps some favorite jazz artists you'd like us to play here on A Feeling of Jazz, you can email us at our new email address, feelingofjazz@radioyahoo.com. We'd love to hear from you. Again, our email is feelingofjazzradio@yahoo.com. Well, as used to say in old-time radio, the old clock on the wall says we're going to have to be closing out the Feeling of Jazz for this week. We hope you enjoyed the sounds. We want to remind you we're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with some of the best in modern mainstream jazz. So we hope you'll join us again next week. We're going to close it out with our highlight artist of the week, Clark Terry, from his album, The Clark Terry Orchestra, featuring Paul Gonzalez, of course, Clark on trumpet, his soulmate out of the Duke Ellington band at that time, tenor sax soloist Paul Gonzalez. And this is a stretched-out version of a thing written by Clark Terry. Let's lay back and listen to them do Blues for the Champ of Champs. Thank you.